know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the lady school.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the lady school.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout out to everybody that's listening right now on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to. Also, don't forget, if you want to see the video recording of this show, make sure you go to thebitscoopwithcoop.com where you can catch episodes from season one all the way now. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/thebitscoopwithcoop. Also on Instagram, you can catch me there at Big Scoop with Coop, and on YouTube at The Bit Scoop with Coop. All right, people, enough about me. Today's guest, you have seen him in the rap game. This guy has been doing legendary things with his group. It's called Onyx. You heard the song Slam. They came out and they've been running deep ever since. Ladies and gentlemen, Fredro Starr. Now, Fredro, man, he's got a lot of things going on in the music. Is still going on. The rap game is still going on. You can learn more about what his upcoming projects are that he's actually still doing in the music industry. Also, we're going to actually talk about his new show that's called Behind the Grind that you can find on Impact. Don't worry. You will learn about that also. All right, people. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Fredro Starr. Fredro Starr, welcome to the show.
What's up? What's going on out there, man? What's popping?
Hey, man, everything's good. How's your day so far?
Everything is good, just like your t-shirt. Just like your shirt say, good. We all good over here, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good vibes, baby. Good vibes.
Yep.
Love it. Yes, sir. Now, Fredro Starr, like I told everybody around the world, man, you've been doing big things in your career, your music career. Now you're jumping over into the television industry. You did a little bit of movies already. Also, you got a talk show that's called Behind the Grind, but guess what? I'm not going to even talk about that right now. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Now, a lot of people want to know, man, when did you first realize that you wanted to get into the music industry?
Oh, man, you know, when we came up, I came up in the 80s. You know, you had guys like Rakim, Big Daddy Kane was going at it, LL Cool J, Run DMC. I'm from Queens, New York, you know what I'm saying? So once I heard Run DMC and LL Cool J, I knew I wanted to be a rapper. I wanted to be just like those guys. Big rope chain, the Adidas on, walking like I own the earth, you know what I'm saying? That's what hip-hop was. Hip-hop was, it was a way of life. It was something that you lived. And when I walked outside my door, it was hip-hop everywhere I went. You walk to the corner store, you hear cars going by with the booming systems, guys with the radios, everybody on the corners playing hip hop, breakdancing. See, I'm from the era when people was breakdancing. You know what I'm saying? We was breakdancing, graffiti, DJs in the park. That's the era I'm from. And when I was witnessing all of that, I was like, yo, I gotta be a part of this. I gotta be a rapper.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, Fredro Starr, I'm an 80s baby, man. 1980 right here, man. I'm in North Carolina. So the effect that you all did in the NY, it hit my state hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this quick story real quick, Fredro, and then we'll go to the next question. I was heartbroken because, if I'm not mistaken, in 1993 or 4, you came to my city, Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And you
Rocky
all went
Mount.
To a,
I know yep, about Rocky Mount.
Yep.
Yep.
You went to Sports World. And you all did a live concert at the skating rink. And
I remember that.
Yeah, I was so pissed I couldn't get down there. I'm going to tell you what I did, Fredro. I called the skating rink and made them keep the phone off the hook so I can listen to the concert through the phone, man. That's what I did. True story.
How old was you at that time?
94. I was 14.
Okay. Yeah. You couldn't get out. You wasn't outside yet, really.
But I had to
you
go,
were
man,
still, because, you know what I'm saying? Mob Duke was calling to come in the house when the lights went on right there.
Basically. But that made me cry, man. I was like, Onyx is in my city and I can't go?
Rocky Mount. I remember that. I remember Rocky Mount because Because that's probably the only time we ever been to Rocky Mount. We've been in North Carolina, but that city is a small, kind of like a small city, and you don't really hear about it a lot. But Shout to Rocky Mount, man.
Word up. Big shout outs. Now, Fredro, man, did you have any mentors to help you out, you know, from the beginning of your career all the way up to now?
Well, when I first wanted to get in hip hop, my next door neighbor, name is Will. He was a big part of me actually becoming a rapper because, you know, he was older than me. I was like 15, 16. He was like 21. So he would take me to clubs. Like I would go to clubs with him. He would get me in clubs. I was like 16, 17 inside, you know, these clubs in New York City. You know what I'm saying? And I was actually getting to witness what was going on. So I was outside. He let me hold my first pair of turntables too. I had these turntables. The only record I had was Mary Mary by Run DMC. And I kept cutting that thing up. And man, that's the only record I had. But he was a mentor because he knew Run DMC. So he kept saying, yo, I know Run and D and I'm gonna be hanging with them. You know, he was their age, you know what I'm saying? So one time I was with him and I saw Run DMC and he was talking to them. I was like, yo, he do know them. You know what I'm saying? So fast forward 5 or 6 years later, I get to meet Jam Master Jay. You know, the whole Onyx crew, we met Jam Master Jay and he became my mentor in hip hop. Onyx got signed to Jam Master Jay Records. First album went 5 platinum and it was just crazy after that. It was just crazy.
That's what I'm talking about, man. How your cousin Sticky doing, man?
He chilling, man. Sticky's doing good, man. Word up.
All right. Big shout out to Sticky Fingers, man. Big shout outs to Onyx. Now, yes, sir. Now, I want to ask you this, Fredro. What type of hurdles did Onyx as a group go through to get to where y'all went to in your career?
I mean, there's so many hurdles we had to go through, man. We started from the bottom, for real. Like, we started from street corner rhyming on the corner. We did talent shows. We lost talent shows. We never won no talent shows. We lost a couple of talent shows, studios, taking our money, group members fighting. We went through it all, man. We went through everything. People getting arrested. We went through group members dying. Mm. You know, we had to go through everything you would go through in life as a person, but we was in a group together. So we had to kind of like do it together. We had to fight through it together. And but it was all worth it because look what happened. You know, the first album went, like I said, we sold 5 million copies on the first album.
Yep. It's so true.
To get to that point, there was a lot of struggle, a lot of late nights in the studio, a lot of, you know, a lot of doubt too, because we didn't think we would make it that far. You know what I'm saying? We had a manager. My manager kept telling me, yeah, you're gonna go platinum. You're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. We used to say, man, shut up, man. You don't know what you're talking about. We went platinum. Like he called it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but it was a lot of ups and downs, a lot of hurdles, man. For real. Nothing comes easy. If it comes easy, it's probably not that good for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, is watching worldwide right now. You heard it. Fredro stole my line. What I was about to say, nothing comes easy. These guys grinded. For people that's watching this show that's very young, let me explain something to you that Fredro didn't hit on, but I know he wanted to say it. In the early 90s, there was so much competition. And I'm talking about even before the East Coast, West Coast beef. There was so much competition in his own state of New York that he had to battle through to get to where he was at. And don't get me wrong, the NY is a big family. It is. But he had competition galore. And look what happened, man. Legendary Onyx. Legendary, man.
You gotta fight, man. It's you gotta fight, dude. That's why the first album was titled Back the Fuck Up. Mm-hmm. Because that was our introduction to the industry, not just music, but to the industry. Because after that, we started doing films, movies, television. So, you know, Back the Fuck Up was the statement to saying, yo, we coming in the game. And we're going to do our thing, not in just music, movies, television, producing. You know, this is what we're still doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Fredro. Onyx was really the first group that came with that loud, grimy sound. far as it goes for that hit worldwide. Am I correct?
We was definitely part of the grimy, like we started all of that. Cypress Hills came right before us. They did it kind of like we did it, but they was on the West Coast, but we had way more energy than Cypress Hills. And, you know, we just did verses with Cypress Hills too. Those are my brothers. Yep. You know, so Onyx, Cypress Hills, Leaders of the New School, Naughty by Nature, Daz Effects, you know, that was our era. That's the era that we came up in.
Yes, yes. Big shout outs to all the groups you just named. I tell M-O-P, anybody. Yes, and I
Duck
tell
Down, Bootcamp yep. Click, Mobb Deep, all of those guys. Nas, like, that's the era we came from.
Yes. Big shout outs to everybody that Fredro just named out, because that group, that whole group, and when I say group, I'm talking about the NY right now. If they didn't come out and do their thing, we wouldn't have had that legendary 90s style. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. Right.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. One more question about Onyx real quick, Fredro. Now, did you ever think the song Slam would be just as big as it is today? Still playing in different shows, commercials, movies.
Nah,
did you ever think it would?
You have no idea. People have no idea when they're in the studio, when they're making records. Of course, you make a record, you like, yo, this is it. This is a hit. But you don't know 30 years later that song still would be relevant, still is getting placed in movies, television, NBA, Major League Baseball. Like, Slam has crossed a lot of different boundaries, because when we made slam dancing, that was the whole thing, slam dancing. Mm-hmm. But then we never realized slam could be with slam dunks. So the NBA took it, you know what I mean? Ran with it, put it on video games, and it's playing at every game almost, and commercials and all types of stuff. We didn't realize that record would be ticking into basketball. And then we didn't realize baseball. Now you hit a grand slam. They play slam. So a lot of, you know, we didn't know that record would have that many different outlets. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's still going on. They put it, the record is in movies, you still get played on the radio, and it still gets the crowd. When we perform, we about to go on a tour in Australia. When that song comes on, it's like, you know.
You already know what's going to happen. You know the effect when that song goes.
Song goes down.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Fredro, man, like I said, you did your thing in the music industry. You're still, your legacy, the whole Onyx legacy still lives today. I don't think it's going nowhere no time soon. You did a few movies, and now you're stepping into another realm, man. It shows your talent would just go all across the board. Can you tell everybody about your new talk show, Behind the Grind?
Yeah, man, Behind the Grind, man, my new talk show. I'm the host with the most. And we're talking to some legends in the game, and we want to go behind the grind. What does it take to get to where they were? You know what I'm saying? Shout to Benzino, shout to Sticky Fingers, and shout to my man Peter Guns on the first three episodes. But we want to know what defines success, because everybody has a different vision of what success is. So I wanted to really get inside the minds of these guys and what it took to get there, to be a legend, how they survived 30 years in the game. And Behind the Grind is dope, because I think the questions that I'm asking is not really being asked on a lot of different talk shows or a lot of podcasts, or like, we're going somewhere different with the conversation. We're not talking about what's the clickbait or the negative stuff. We want to bring positive television, the positive, because Everybody does their dirt, but everybody has a positive side too. So we want to reflect on the positive energy in their career, not the negative.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I think me coming from South Jamaica, Queens, I think me being in hip hop, I think it's easy to relate to the guests, because they know I'm from the same place. So they can kind of trust me. You know, when I talk to them, they can open up because they know I'm from the same place. And we share the same culture. So my position as the host is important, because I'm bringing the culture in a positive direction. You know, the culture, hip hop culture, has been you know, it's always they wanna shine a bad light on the coach a lot of times. And a lot of times when you hear something positive about somebody, it doesn't get the likes, it doesn't get the attention. You know, people wanna see a train wreck, they wanna see something going on, a fight or whatever. But this Behind the Grind, positive. The Impact Network is positive. We want to bring you positive television.
That's what I'm talking about. The days, and no disrespect if you're watching this show right now, Jerry Springer, but the days of Jerry Springer, man, you know, that's what we
Jerry Springer been in the game for three decades. Yeah. Hopefully we can take over and be here for three decades. You know, the Montel Williams and the Arsenials, you know, these guys, they did it way before me. They killed it. They killed the game and they took it to another level. I'm going to take the rings from those guys. I've been watching those guys for years. Now it's time for me to find out what's going on with hip hop, find out what's going on with my culture. So Behind the Grind will give you all of that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's one thing both of our shows have in common, Fredro, man. You know, it's all about the positive, man. Give the flowers while they're still alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you're doing something big, shout it out to the world. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. And I want to tell you right now, congratulations. And congratulations on the next 25 seasons of your show. I'll call it the end of time.
Definitely, man. Hopefully with God's will, it will happen.
Oh, yes. Speaking into existence. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, Fredro, man, what's the best way for everybody to see Behind the Grind?
You can check it out October 29th. It's going to be on the Impact Network. Check it out for your local listens. Behind the Grind with Fredro Starr. It will be coming out very soon, so make sure you tap in. It's going to be dope, man. I don't know what's going to be the first episode, if it's Benzino, Peter Guns, or Sticky Fingers. I don't know. They didn't tell me. They said it's going to be a surprise. But tap in, man. It's going to be dope.
That you know it's a surprise, Fredro, if you don't even know who the first guest is, what the first errand is.
Tell me. We shot 3 episodes. We're shooting another 9 episodes when I get back from tour. About to go to Australia. When I get back, we're going to start shooting the next episodes. But, yo, man, enjoy this show. Very dope. We get into the bottom of things on this show, too. Like, you know, it's very informing. Put it like that.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, that's watching worldwide, make sure you check it out. You look for Impact. You make sure you watch Behind the Grind. You don't want to miss one episode of this, because Fredro is going to bring up stories, situations that you're not going to hear from nowhere else. And if you hear it from somebody else, it's all a rumor. You can hear it straight out of their mouth. So that's what I like right there. Make sure you tune in. I'm going to be tuning into the first episode. Make sure you tune in, too. That's what I'm talking about.
Good vibes. Only good vibes. You know that.
Yes. Now, Fredro, also, like I said, you're a busy man. You're doing your thing with the TV show. You're doing your thing with music still. Are there any other projects that you're working on that you want the world to know about?
Oh, yeah, man. We're doing the album, Onyx album. Since you mentioned Onyx, we still recorded. We have an album called Worldwide. In this album, we recorded an album. But since we've been touring the world, we wanted to tap in with different parts of the world. So we got over 20 countries, 20 different languages, 20 rappers from different countries on this one album. Nobody never did nothing like this. We got rappers from Poland, Africa, China, Serbia, Italy. We got rappers from everywhere on one record, on this one album. It's kind of different, but the beats is crazy, real hardcore, give you that Onyx energy from the first album. So yeah, Worldwide is the new Onyx album. But besides that, man, I'm doing solo records too. I got a solo album coming out called Legends Corner, produced by Jay Wex. That's coming out probably next year. But then I got a solo album called Jazz, because I love jazz music. You know what I'm saying? I love jazz. I love Miles Davis. I love Coltrane. I love Donald Byrd. I love Bob James. I love jazz. So I made an album called Jazz that I produce, because I do beats. I produced the whole album, and that'll be out mid-October. Yeah.
Nice. Now, is this going to be stream only, or is it, or we can we
now it's going to be stream. We're going to do vinyl. We're going to do all of that. We're doing vinyl. But yeah, we're going to release it under 100 Mad. do symphonic distribution. Yeah, man, it's gonna be dope. And before I go, I just want everybody to know, everybody talking about, you know, this White Lives Matter shirt that Kanye wore and, you know, Black Lives Matter. But I started a nonprofit organization that was starting, it's gonna launch in 2023 called Rap Lives Matter. And that is dedicated to the culture of hip hop. A lot of rappers are dying, a lot of rappers are going to jail. A lot of these kids that wanna be rappers, we're gonna show them the way. We're gonna be doing like a Big Brother program for, you know, special kids. And, you know, I think it's time for rappers like myself and a whole other bunch of rappers to give back to the community. And Rap Lives Matter, that's my foundation, and that will be launching in 2023. Come on, man. Let's bring positive back to hip-hop.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, Fredro, man, for people to want to keep up with you, man, what is the best way for everybody to follow you on social media?
Just hit me on IG, Facebook, Fredro underscore star. Hit me up on IG, tap in. Leave a message, man. I will get back to you. You already know.
Nice, nice. Now, Fredro Star, man, what advice would you give any male or female that wants to become successful in the music industry or the entertainment industry?
My advice will be to get your team together. No one can do it by themselves. You need a team. You know what I mean? You always have to have a team foundation because it's a rough industry. So you have to have a team to make it through. You know what I'm saying? So get your team together, keep your team tight, and make sure everybody on the same page for the same goal, and it will work for you. But you got to have a team. You can't do it by yourself.
Whew. Nice, nice, nice. Now, Fredro, man, this is the last segment of the show right here, man. It's called Take the Floor. Okay. You will have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. Fredro Star, take the floor.
I mean, I think we said everything, but what I do want to say is Onyx, 30th anniversary, 30 years in the game, it's going to be 2023, man. So I want everybody to tap in with my crew Onyx, man. You know what I'm saying? O-N-Y-X, rest in peace to Big DS, rest in peace to Jam Master J, rest in peace to X1, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow Onyx YouTube page and represent with us, man. You know what I'm saying? Also follow 100 Mad YouTube page. 100 Mad is my umbrella of hip hop, you know, because I always want to keep real hip hop in the game. So 100 Mad is an umbrella with artists who share the love for the same hip hop. So check out 100 Mad too.
That's what's up.
That's it.
That's what I'm talking about, Fredro Star, man. I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. I would love to have you back on in the future.
No doubt, man. Whenever we got something big going on, I'm going to holler at you. Let's get it.
That's what I'll talk about. Once again, everybody, make sure you go check out Behind the Grind when it drops out. Make sure you check out all episodes that come out. Follow him on Instagram. You want to keep up with the latest and greatest. Also, Onyx had taken collaboration to a new name. It's not just East Coast, West Coast. These guys went across seas to grab people to come on this album. Worldwide. That's coming up. Worldwide. Check out Fredro Star Jazz. Check out his singles is coming out, where his solo album is coming out. This man is busy.
Yeah, we working. We working, brother. You already know.
All right, people. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Make sure you stay tuned to the next episode of The Big Scoop with Coop. My next guest is, you know I don't never announce my next guest. You better make sure you stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on YouTube. Make sure you keep up. Until the next time, people, on The Big Scoop with Coop. Peace.